ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி லிசன் டு வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்வைஸ் பீங் ரெண்டர்ட் டு அ லீடர் அஸ் டெபிக்டட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் புறநானூறு 359 பென் ஃபார் த லீடர் அந்துவன் கீரன் பை த போயட் கவட்டனார். Set in the category of Kanji Thinai or defense, the verse talks about the powerful presence of death and the path to a lasting life. Paarupada paraindha palmaaru marungin veerupadu kurala vevvai kogaiyodu pinamthin kurunarin ninamthigal palla பேயை மகளிர் பிணம் தழுவு பற்றி விளர் ஊன் தின்ற வெம்புலால் மெய்யர் களறி மருங்கின் கால்பெயர்த்து ஆடி ஈம விளக்கின் வெறுவரப் பேரும் காடு முன்னினரே நாடு கொண்டோரும் நினக்கும் வருதல் வைகல் அற்றே வசையும் நிற்கும் இசையும் நிற்கும் அதனால் வசை நீக்கி இசை வேண்டியும் நசை வேண்டாது நன்று மொழிந்தும் நிலவு கோட்டு பல களிற்றொடு புலம்படையா மாமயங்கிட இளை கிளர் நெடுந்தேர் இரவலர்க்கு அருகாது கொல் என விடுவை ஆயின் வெள்ளென ஆண்டு நீ பெயர்ந்த பின்னும் ஈண்டு நீடு விளங்கும் நீ எய்திய புகழே. ஈவன் தோ வி ஆர் இன் த சீரீஸ் ஆஃப் சாங்ஸ் ஆன் டெத், I wonder why the poets continue to categorize these songs as defense. Could it be because there's no defense against this raider of life? The poet's words can be translated as follows. Run down to ruins with thorns many, filled with many different noises of the harsh-mouthed owl, is the cremation ground, where corpse-eating small foxes roam with flesh-streaked teeth and ghostly maiden snatch corpses eat the dead meat, making their bodies reek with the stench of flesh as they sway their legs and dance in the salty spread of that land, in the light of burning pyres, evoking fear in everyone. It's to this same place that even great conquerors of nations reach in the end. It will come for you one day too. In life, blame shall stand, and so shall fame. And so, to remove blame and reinstate fame without wanting praise, you should speak good. Along with many male elephants with radiant tusks, horses with golden ornaments, and many well-decorated tall chariots, if you render ceaselessly unto supplicants and say, have them all, openly, even after you have parted away, the fame you attain shall live for long here. Let's delve deeper into the words. The poet begins in the horror genre, talking about a ruined place, full of thorns, where frightening sounds of owls fill the air, and foxes are seen roaming around with flesh-coated teeth. After all these believable real-world elements, the poet shifts to fantasy and talks about ghost maiden who are said to eat the flesh of corpses and dance around in that fear-evoking place, which the poet reveals to be a cremation ground lit with pyres many. Now the poet explains why he has given this long introduction to this place by remarking that this is the final destination of even the greatest of conquerors, and turns to this leader and declares death will surely come for him one day too. After laying before that leader facts of life, the poet goes on to say two things will live on in this world, and those are blame and fame. If a person wants to do away with blame but desires fame, then without thinking of rewards any, they must always speak good things. Apart from that, they must also do good by ceaselessly giving to supplicants, elephants, horses, and chariots. If you do that, long after you are gone, your fame shall live on, the poet says to the leader and concludes. A simple thought that death comes for all, and that to live long, one must be generous and good. What's complicated, however, is whether fame was only for kings and leaders with wealth to share. What about those supplicants who come seeking? Is there no way they can live a life of fame long after their death? While this focus on wealth is somewhat hard to comprehend, that one should speak good with no thought of appreciation or reward is something relatable and common to everyone, everywhere. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.